Hello, and welcome to Chat with Kat. My name's Katrina, and this is episode 2 in my series about mental health, trauma, and the things we typically don't shine a light on. This episode is all about anxiety. Now, before I dive right in, let me ask you this. What is anxiety? Now, most of you are probably thinking about the textbook answer that anxiety is your body's response to fear or intense stress about a specific thing you have to do. And you're not wrong. However, anxiety is so much more than that. Anxiety is forgetting your speech when presenting it to the class. Anxiety is forgetting your dance moves for your dance show. Anxiety is your heart racing when you write a test. Anxiety is normal, and that's okay. Now, I know you might be thinking, well, if it's so normal, then why do some people get it so bad? And why are there therapists and medication and different strategies we use? And the answer is simple. I personally believe that everyone has anxiety in some form or another. Maybe you get worried when you write a test, or maybe you panic during a presentation. That's all anxiety, and that's all okay. I believe that not knowing what your anxiety is or how to cope actually causes people more anxiety and stress than the actual anxiety itself. Now, anxiety doesn't always appear in the typical way people think. Sometimes it's hidden and no one actually knows it's happening except for you. I'm going to share two stories with you. One is from my childhood when I had an anxiety attack, before anxiety was a big thing and before I was officially diagnosed with it. I'm also going to share a second story from my late teens when the only person who knew I was having an anxiety attack was me. So my first story comes from when I was like, it was like 8, maybe 10, and I went to Disney World. So we're having fun. I'm loving Disney. I'm a kid. Like, princesses were all that. So we went to the princess breakfast, and I've never felt so sick, so dizzy, just so ill in my life, and didn't think much of it. Just thought I was sick, having a rough day, not a big thing. A few days later, after the breakfast thing, I was fine, felt normal, went on all the rides. A few days later, we go back to another princess breakfast, exact same thing. Turns out I was actually having so much anxiety about meeting the princesses and going to the princess breakfast that my body reacted by making me feel physically sick. That's what anxiety does. It doesn't always come to that point, but sometimes it does, and it just takes over. Now, my second story is after I've like learned a bit more and I had some strategies. So I was 19 and I was at a bar with my friends. It was like a pool table bar. So we were just playing a game of pool. And I honestly couldn't tell you why I like panicked, but I did. And I was just freaking out and I felt like I was going to pass out. Didn't want to be there. My initial thought was to just escape, get out, let's go. But I stopped and I thought, and I just sat there and I watched my friends play the pool game. And I just focused on what was happening on that table. I thought about absolutely nothing except who was making what move and where the balls were going and who was sinking what. And after a few minutes, I felt like I could stand. I felt like I was fine. And I just felt so much calm because I brought my feelings and my thoughts into the present. Anxiety happens when you're thinking about the future and you're like stressing about like, this has happened. Is it going to happen again? Or what's going to happen here? I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm worried. But that's okay. That's what we're here to talk about. We're going to talk about how to work through that. And the most important thing to remember is that you're not alone. Okay, so let's talk strategies. Big thing to remember, though, is everyone is different, and what might work for me might not work for you. But here are two of my favorite strategies. So my first strategy that I love is called box breathing. So what you do is you breathe in for 4, hold your breath for 4, breathe out for 4, and then hold your breath for 4 again. So you're making like a little box. I know it sounds silly, but trust me, it works because you're focusing so much on breathing and holding and exhaling and holding and counting that everything else just kind of melts away. Now, I know this doesn't always work and it won't always work for everyone, but it's a good first step. Now, my second strategy I kind of touched on in my second story is present focus awareness. So sometimes one time I was actually in a car and I was just really like freaking out, anxiety, but I was in the car and I didn't want to work myself up to the point where I felt sick. So I literally sat there, and I remember looking out the window and seeing a tree. And in my brain, I said, that's a tree. It holds leaves. We passed a school. I said, that's a school. Kids go to learn. A fire hydrant. That's a fire hydrant. Firefighters use that for the water or whatever. That's a fence. It keeps people out and things in. And I literally remember just sitting there and looking at each object I could find and in my head saying what the object was and what it was used for. And within minutes, I felt so much better because I was focusing so much on what the object was and what it does that I was forgetting what I was stressing about. So that's all I have for this episode. I wanted to kind of leave you off with a few strategies. But if you want to hear more about anxiety or any other topic for that matter, email chatwithkat.podcast@gmail.com and I'll make sure that everyone is heard. So thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.